From Tibbetts on October 8th, 2012, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Things 2.1. Cultured Code has released Things 2.1, an update to its task management app with improved integration for OS X reminders, providing more control over which types of reminders are displayed. The maintenance release also fixes an issue where interacting with an item in the daily review list could cause keyboard shortcuts to stop working, resolves a problem where dragging a Today item assigned to a project to the top of the Today list would remove the project association, includes items from repeating projects in search results, and returns links to Entourage 2008 email messages to displaying the email subject, as previously handled in Things 1.5 for the Mac. Sandvox 2.6.7. Corellia has released Sandvox 2.6.7, a maintenance update that squashes a number of bugs in the web publishing tool. Highlights include a fix for a crash that was occurring during publishing, resolution to several link issues with link handling, a correction for a problem where files would repeatedly be re-uploaded for some host configurations, and a fix for an issue where typing would slow down over time. Additionally, the release now enables you to place multiple Twitter objects on a page. Hazel 3.0.13. Noodlesoft has updated its Hazel file cleanup utility to version 3.0.13, which adds ignore growl as a hidden default that can be entered into the terminal to shift notifications to Notification Center. The release also resolves a problem with custom tokens getting renamed over and over after dragging it within the same pattern, ensures that the run rules on folder contents command crosses over into attached disks, and fixes a crash when using the other attribute in the sort into subfolder pattern. Airfoil 4.7.4. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.7.4, which now provides support for Airfoil speakers for Android, which was recently released as a public beta. The Network Audio Streaming app also improves support for audio sent from an Apple TV, running iOS 5.1 or later, to Airfoil speakers, and fixes a crash that occurred when selecting the Show Airfoil Only in the menu bar in Preferences. Adobe Lightroom 4.2. Adobe has released Lightroom 4.2 with a number of fixes applied to the professional photo cataloging and editing application. The update includes a fix for stacked photos that were hidden in both the grid view and film strip, resolves a problem with publishing videos to Facebook, ensures that Lightroom JPEG images can be edited in Photoshop Elements, and fixes an issue with character turns in either the title or caption field that invalidated a Flickr upload. The release also adds support for 22 new cameras, though offering just preliminary support for the Nikon D600 and 43 new lenses. OS X Mountain Lion 10.8.2 Supplemental Update. Apple has released OS X Mountain Lion 10.8.2 Supplemental Update, a small update that addresses a few specific issues that weren't large enough in scope to require a new version number. In particular, it fixes a problem that caused certain Japanese characters to appear incorrectly in mail, fixes a crash with DVD player, enables access to secure websites in Safari when parental controls are enabled, and fixes an issue that could prevent systems with more than 64 gigabytes of RAM from starting up. macOS 10 Lion 10.7.5 Supplemental Update. Apple has released macOS 10 Lion 10.7.5 Supplemental Update, in addition to the recent released macOS 10 10.7.5 Lion, that's tiny enough not to merit its own version number. The update resolves only two issues, one that could cause Time Machine backups to take a long time to complete, and another that prevented certain applications with a signed developer ID from launching. If you hadn't previously installed 10.7.5, you won't need to worry about the supplemental update. The latest build of Lion 10.7.5, 11G63, includes these two fixes. iPhoto 9.4.1. Apple has released iPhoto 9.4.1 to improve synchronization of photos with iOS devices via iTunes and fix a problem with downloading and viewing photos synced from Facebook albums. The update also fixes two specific crashes, one when using the export command and another when upgrading multiple books, cards, and calendars. Note that iPhoto 9.4.1 now requires OS X Mountain Lion 10.8.2 or Lion 10.7.5. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.